Now that snow covers the brown of late autumn, it feels like the beginning of winter. But only a couple of weeks ago, we heard peepers in the wetland behind our house, and spring bulbs poked hopefully out of the ground. I'm thrilled to have one less month of winter this year, but those warm December winds completely blew away any thoughts of preparing for the winter holidays. Not that I've ever done well with shopping, which I hate, or planning ahead, which I never seem to get around to doing. So I was feeling inadequate and more than a little blue last Friday morning when I met my friend Jan for a walk. My spirits improved a bit when she said she didn't have anything ready for the holidays either. Both of us enjoy making homemade gifts, but haven't had time to do that. Both of us are depressed by the commercial, "Buy, buy," of American Christmas, but don't quite know how to totally escape it. We needed a walk. Jan lives in Colton Village, and from her apartment we strolled past the ducks and geese hanging out on the shore at the town office building and followed the Racket River downstream along the Stone Valley Trail. We paused to admire frothing waterfalls and deep pools of dark water. I'm not sure who had the idea first. We were at one of our favorite stretches of the river, where the rocky channel narrows and steep cliffs frame the fast-flowing water. From there, the river drops into a wide basin, excellent for swimming. Laughing at the sheer craziness of the thought, we picked up our pace and left the trail to descend to the river. The gray rocks were cool, but not covered in ice. We chose a spot, a deep pool away from the main current, and with easy access from a flat rock. While we stripped off hats, mittens, coats, shirts, long johns, and boots, we discussed our swimming strategy. Leave all clothes ready for instant retrieval, and after the plunge in, race to the rock, get dressed, and run back up the trail to get warm. The river water was cold, of course, but no more so than mountain streams I've enjoyed. And our swim was very brief, a dunk into the water, only enough to wet our skin and hair. What made it special was December. The cold water and the sheer audacity of swimming in December sent our endorphins flying. We stood dripping on the rocks in our bare feet, hastily pulling on clothes and yelling at the top of our lungs, "We did it! We did it!" Suddenly, it didn't matter that we were failures at gift-giving and holiday cheer. Suddenly, we knew that we would not be troubled any longer by our own expectations of what we should do at Christmas. Suddenly, the world was beautiful and hopeful, and anything could happen.